So let me make one point very clear. The digital euro is in no way intended to replace cash. Absolutely not. Cash is queen. I heard one of you say that. Indeed it is. And it should be available. And the legal tender on which you will form a view will actually deliver on this principle that cash has to be honoured as a means of payment. But in the same vein, as our world is becoming more digital, we need to be able to pay in all circumstances. And there are many instances where if you provide cash, it's not going to work. If you buy digitally, it is not going to work. Hence the digital euro, which has to be available. But that's also a way to be independent. And that's also a way to offer, as one of you has indicated, the standards of these rail guards, railroad, if you wish, to think about that, on which currencies and any kind of financial assets can travel. If we do not have the digital euro with the standards that are set as a result, in order to set up the rail guards on which currencies and financial assets will travel, we will continue being on the railroads offered by non-European providers of services. And this is not independence. This is not European sovereignty. And to those who indicate that we will come too late, you hold the keys to how fast it can be delivered.